Now, friends, as we come to the little book of Haggai, we note in particular how important it would have been to have considered the historical books with the prophetic books. Now, there's a little cluster of books that belong together. There is Ezra and Nehemiah and Esther. They are the historical books. They should go along with Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. And also, the book of Daniel ought to be studied in there also, probably first. So that these books belong together, and they constitute a unit, by the way. And these two men that we're coming to now, the first two, Haggai and Zechariah, they prophesied at the same time. Their approach is altogether different, and yet they were encouraging the remnant that had returned back to Jerusalem and to the land. Now, the book that we were looking at last was the little book of Jude. Actually, that little book dealt with the apostates. It dealt with those that were called sensual. They did not have the Holy Spirit. They were not quite complete, yet this crowd always feels like they're quite adequate, and if any one thing characterizes them, of course, it's pride. They want to appear intellectual. That's the highest part of them, of course. But the highest faculty they know nothing about, and they're not spiritual. They have neglected the spiritual altogether. You see, dead in trespasses and sins means there's no spiritual communication between that individual and God. He's dead to God and the things of God. And it's only as the Holy Spirit comes in and makes the person a new creation. And that's the reason that so many write in and say, well, I never knew what life was really about. I never really lived, though they were in sin and they thought they were living it up. You see, this crowd, they are off just a little. They're not quite down to earth. They could be classified, I think, as psychotic and neurotic individuals. That's what the psychiatrist would say today. And you know the difference between a psychotic and a neurotic. A psychotic is one who thinks 2 + 2 = 5. Now, the neurotic, he knows that 2 + 2 = 4, but he worries about it. That's the difference between these two. Now, we've come to a book that is such a change that brings us right back to earth and probably will shake us as no other book will in the Scripture. And we are going to see there's quite a contrast between Haggai and Zechariah, though they lived at the same time. Now, both of these men are mentioned in the little book of Ezra as having encouraged the remnant that returned under Ezra and Zerubbabel and Nehemiah, encouraged them to rebuild first the temple and then the walls of the city. And I'm reading now Ezra, the 5th chapter, verse 1. Then the prophets, Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them. So both Haggai and Zechariah are given to us in this historical book as the two prophets that encourage the people to rebuild the temple and also aided them in that. Now when you go over to the 6th chapter of Ezra, again you will find a reference to these men and how they helped there. In the 14th verse it says, and the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. and they built it and finished it, that is the temple, according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Now, we have this reference here that these prophets encouraged the people to build, and they built and they carried out the commandment of God. But we're going to find out from Haggai's prophecy that they had a real problem before them, and it was rather difficult to encourage the people to rebuild. Now, actually, they rebuilt the temple, but it was in the presence of great difficulties, certain hardships and handicaps, and it seemed like they were coming at them at every hand. Now, from this and the brief references that he made to himself in his prophecy, very little is known about Haggai, but four things become apparent from what we have. Number one, he was self-effacing. That is, he exalted the Lord, and when he did, he took the same position of John the Baptist. He must increase, but I must decrease. Now, the second thing, he was God's messenger. And he used the term, thus saith the Lord. That's another thing that characterized this man's message. And the third thing that we know about him, he not only rebuked the people, but he cheered and encouraged them in a very marvelous way. Now, number four, he not only preached, he practiced. And I like to say at times that I do the preaching and my wife does the practicing, and there's a lot of truth in that, by the way. Now, the time that this man Haggai prophesied, we are told here in verse 1, in the second year of Darius, the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month. Now, we're going to find he dates all of his prophecies, but it was in the second year of Darius. Now, that enables the historian to pinpoint the time of this prophet in profane history. And Hystaspes, the Darius that's mentioned here, he began to reign in 521 B.C., and if this is the second year of his reign, it's 520 B.C. And that is approximately the time that he began. And the very interesting thing is that you'll note that these post-captivity prophets begin to date their prophecy according to the reign of Gentile rulers. May I say that makes it very interesting, because of the fact that the other prophets who prophesied before the captivity always tried to date their prophecy during the reign of either a king of Israel or a king of Judah or the kings of both. But now there's no king there, of course, neither in the northern kingdom nor the southern kingdom. And so he dates his prophecy according to the Gentile king. In other words, that period of time that the Lord Jesus said that Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Actually, that time had begun, had already begun, and now the dating is according to the times of the Gentiles. Now, that makes it very specific, you see, and I'll say a word about that in just a moment.